After I graduated from high school, it is at that time that I entered the seminary. The seminary that I entered was a two-year junior college seminary called Nazareth Hall. It is in Arden Hills, or it was in Arden Hills. It closed actually after the 2 years I was there, so I'm not sure if it had anything to do with me or my class, whatever. But it was sold to what is now Northwestern Bible College of Roseville. And as my parents took me that first day to the seminary, as we drove up, there was these two wonderful stone pillars with this beautiful iron arch above it with the words Nazareth Hall. And so you pass through that gate into the seminary grounds, and then approaching the main building with two other large doors that led into the chapel in what would today be called a commons area. When I entered and went through that gate and into those doors, I really had no idea what was going to be on the other side. I had no idea what my life would be like, what would be different, what would change. And yet, obviously, my life did change, and I continued on. I knew that I needed to leave behind what was part of my life, to begin a new part as I went through that gate and through those doors. For some of you who sit here today, you will be off to college. And maybe it's going to be the first time. And you may enter a gate. For sure you will enter the doors of your dorm and the classrooms. And you know that high school days are now over. However, things will be different. Things will change. For some of you, you have already done that as you've gone through that college experience and are going back. For some, it'll be a high school experience, some middle school, some even, you probably don't remember, but that kindergarten experience, first getting on that bus and making that change. Marriage is the same way. As you enter into marriage, what was part of your life is now kind of left behind. No matter what experience we have of a gate or a door or a relationship that we enter into, our belief is that we will be better people, that we will be different people, that will we be changed, that what was will be, and what will be before us will be different. All of us this morning have walked through two set of doors. The outer door of our church, the inner door of this worship space. And a good question is, as we walk back out through those two set of doors, how will we be different? How will we have changed? As we go out into the community, into our day, into our week, will people be able to recognize us as followers of the ways of Jesus Christ? If people ask us, where do you worship, and we say St. Thomas Becket, will they recognize in some way that we are followers of Jesus Christ by the way that we live our lives, the way that we are with them? As I mentioned in the first reading, none of those cities really mean anything to us. But you and I are going to go into different places this week. It may be off to that college in another state, another place. It will be to work. Some already into high school this week, some in the next week. Beginning school, beginning families. Those are the places that we will go. And those are the places that I believe we will be able to fulfill those words of that first reading. To be recognized as Christ's followers by our works and our thoughts. There will be those who have never heard of the Lord's fame. you and I will have that opportunity by our works and our thoughts to make the Lord known in the lives of other people. And when Jesus talks about that narrow door in the gospel, I guess for me, I believe that as we walk through that door as believers of Jesus Christ and to follow his way, there'll be moments that will be challenging, moments that will be different, moments in which we will need to let go of some of our stuff so that we can go through that door to be his presence in the lives of others. Sometimes it will mean it won't be about me. It will be about the other. In the other door that we walk through in our life, it's the door into the lives and the relationship of another person. And that other person looks at the door that we are, and they will wonder, is that door open? Are they open? Will they welcome me? Will they be present to me? Will they listen to me? Do they care about me? How will I be? Is that door in their life? And how will they look upon me? Is the door into their needs? For maybe a troubling marriage, a hurting child, a person in pain, the one who is confused. And it's in that moment that they will recognize Christ, and Christ will recognize us in the door that we are as they walk into life. So a simple exercise for the coming week. Kind of go through your memory. Imagine and remember one of those gates that you walked through. One of those doors you walked through. One of those relationships that you entered into. And remember how you are better and changed because of that. And be grateful for that moment in time. And second of all, rather than to take that line from the gospel that says, will only a few be saved? Go with this line. How do I live my commitment to Jesus' way? How do I live my commitment to Jesus' way? Let's pray with that as we enter the week.